Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we will continue our ongoing conversation on the muni market, as we will spend some time today spotlighting the recent relaunch of the monthly municipal market guide from the UBS Chief Investment Office. The title of the latest report, Abundant Supply Tempers Performance. Joining me here in our 1285 podcast studio for the conversation, glad to welcome the publication's lead author, Sudeep Mukherjee, Senior Municipal Strategist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Sudeep, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the relaunch, and it's nice to be with you here in person today.
Thank you, Dan, and good morning to all of you. Yes, we are very pleased that the MMG, or the Municipal Market Guide, is back with a new look.
As a good starting point, since you're joining us to highlight the relaunch of the Muni Market Guide publication series, what can readers expect from this publication going forward?
So on behalf of the Muni team, which is Ted Galgano, Janine Lennon, and myself, we encourage our audience to take a look at the report and also provide us feedback as to what they think about the report. So let me just take you through what the report covers. Sure. Just like previously, the Municipal Market Guide is our flagship publication from the CIO Muni team, and it covers our perspectives, analysis, views on the municipal market. We have different sections in the report, most of which people have seen before. Market view is our basic view on the market, what happened in the month, year to date, our views on relative value, our views on the yield curve and where municipal yields are. We have a new section on treasury rates and the economy, and we included that so that those two aspects really impact the muni market. So those highlight our views on those two important segments of the overall market. And then we have a section renamed CIO Preferences, which was earlier called Portfolio Themes. And CIO Preferences really highlights what CIO's recommendations are regarding municipal market, duration, curve positioning, credit quality, and so on and so forth. So those are all in one place. And then we have the spotlight that people have seen before. The spotlight really highlights, takes one sector or one issue in the municipal market, an important element or important issue, or typically a sector, and then we write our perspectives on that sector. Often you will find that those write-ups are taken from our more detailed CIO risk framework reports that we publish on the major municipal sectors. So that provides, and then there are obviously there's in the news section, which talks about the latest developments in the municipal market for each state at the state level over the last 1 month. And we have brand new muni metrics and charts. So all of that together makes really for a comprehensive coverage of the municipal market. And we hope investors and clients and advisors take advantage of that, read our report, and can benefit from the actionable insights that it provides.
Well, Sudeep, thank you for getting our listeners, our clients acquainted with the components of this new refreshed offering from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and do look forward to following up with you on a monthly basis to keep our listeners, our clients informed on what's happening within the municipal market. So maybe let's turn to performance. What kind of performance trends, fund flow trends, have you been observing across the muni market in recent times, Sudeep?
Yes, sure. Happy to talk about that. So this year, the story has been about supply. The record pace of supply and has tempered year-to-date tax-exempt investment-grade municipal performance, and that's the headline of the MMG. And that is in the context of other fixed income sectors. So munis have basically underperformed. Taxable and high-yield munis have actually performed very well, driven by the long duration of taxables and spread compression of high yields. So those two elements of the market have done well, but the major element, which is a tax-exempt investment-grade market, which is the primary market we follow, has not done well so far because of supply. But before I go further, I should add that tax equivalent yields, which is our way of comparing tax-exempt municipal bonds to other taxable bonds. So the tax equivalent yields are basically adjusted for the tax exemption. When you look at it that way, and that's the appropriate way to look at munis versus other taxable fixed income assets, munis are very attractive compared to treasuries and investment-grade corporates for investors in the highest tax brackets. And when you factor in the state tax exemption on top of the federal tax exemption, the tax equivalent muni yields for investors in the high tax brackets in states like California and New York are about 7%. So they are very compelling, offering compelling value compared to other fixed income assets. So going back to yields, you know, inflation has cooled. The municipal yield curve has almost normalized, from a deep inversion to almost near normal. The Fed cuts and are all aspects which would mean that investors should extend duration. Mm-hmm. In this report, we have held off a little bit on that, given the potential for election-driven rate volatility. And still strong supply trends. So we have recommended the 7 to 12-year portion of the curve with additional opportunities, roll opportunities in the very steep 15 to 20 years. So those two parts of the curve we have emphasized. Mm-hmm. Overall portfolio effective duration at around 5 years compared to the index at around 6 years. So we are not that short. We are a tad below the index in terms mm-hmm. of our effective duration recommendation. In terms of relative value, the market has cheapened year to date. So this year, relative value, as often measured by the MT ratio, the municipal to treasury yield ratios. Mm-hmm. So the market has cheapened, and the ratios have increased this year, so which is a good thing for investors. That offering municipals that offer more value mm-hmm. today than they did at the beginning of the year. They are a tad richer compared to their longer term averages, the 5-year and the 10-year average. So overall, the market is cheaper mm-hmm. year to date, but we wouldn't call it overly cheap compared to long-term averages. There's some potential for the cheapening. Mm-hmm. On the credit side, you know, the labor market is softening, but our base case of an economic soft landing is still intact. So municipal credit quality remains robust. Upgrades are still outpacing downgrades, even though that pace has moderated quite a bit in this year. But still, mm-hmm. you have more upgrades than downgrades, which is a good thing, obviously. And in that context, credit quality spreads remain fairly compressed, mm-hmm. especially lower quality spreads. So in terms of relative value, we see better relative value in higher quality bonds. So higher quality bonds, intermediate part of the curve, plus the 15 to 20-year part of the curve, which is the steepest part of the curve. And then finally, I would say fund flows have remained very strong, and we have several weeks of strong net inflows, which has always been a very constructive mm-hmm. Factor for munis. So overall, a constructive market, and we think that we are set up now for further outperformance mm-hmm. in the year.
As we're recording here on Wednesday, September 25th, we are at this point a week out from the Fed last week having commenced its easing policy, starting with a 50 basis point cut and with more cuts expected through year end. Against that backdrop, Sudeep, and given the performance trends you shared with us just a few moments ago, what's your near-term outlook for the muni market?
Yeah, great question, and something that's on everyone's mind. The Fed cut has really inspired some momentum in the market. Let me start by saying that the strong fund flows have also helped, that I just mentioned. But strong supply trends will need to ease for the market to really rally hard. Some of the supply was pulled forward mm-hmm. because of the election, but the trend is still fairly strong. So October is going to be an important month to watch. But the Fed rate cuts have put in some momentum in the market. And also with the presidential election drawing closer, there are some concerns around the muni tax exemption. And overall, it's a nuanced topic, but There could be some limited modifications in a red sweep kind of scenario, but you know we don't see wholesale changes to the tax exemption. On those two fronts, I think the Fed rate cut and the tax exemption, both the Fed rate cut has helped, and the tax exemption mm-hmm. worry is not all that much.
And then, Sudeep, as we begin to close out at the top of our conversation, you mentioned all of the different components that make up the municipal market guide. I want to spend a moment as we close out focusing specifically on the Spotlight article for this month. It does spotlight the private higher education sector. So what can you share with us from the article?
Sure. Happy to talk about the Spotlight. So in the college fall semester is in full swing, so we decided mm-hmm. to write about private colleges. The Spotlight is authored by Ted Galgano, my colleague who covers the private higher ed sector. He has a full report out on it as well. So we wanted to highlight basically the significant competitive pressures that private colleges are facing owing to the declining student population. Mm-hmm. And that is really the end message is that is driving credit quality bifurcation between those strong large institutions with great endowments and strong financials and strong student demand versus the others, the smaller mm-hmm. colleges with lesser financial resources. So the basic message is the investors need to be selective in this sector.
With that, I would encourage our listeners to read further into Ted's report as well as the Spotlight article within the Muni Market Guide. Though, Sudeep, great catching up with you today. Again, congrats to you, Ted, Janine, the entire municipal research team for the relaunch, refresh of the Muni Market Guide, and do look forward to continuing with our conversation in the months ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.